Iron ore is one of our major exports. In fact, it's a huge part of our trade relationship with China. Kumba, big beneficiary of a recovery in iron ore prices and that demand from China. Temba Mkwanazi is the chief executive of Kumba Iron Ore. Your controlling shareholder, Anglo-American, must be very pleased with you right now, Temba.
We believe they are. I mean, given the significant cash flows that we are generating. Yes, Bruce.
You would believe they are. You don't get calls from Mark Kirifani praising you and saying, okay, Temba, this is the way we're going to grow this business further.
Mark is very happy and very appreciative of the turnaround he's seen in our fortune. So, yes, they continue to be very supportive to us.
I mean, it's a full year dividend of nearly 31 Rand. It's a huge turnaround from the dark days where iron ore prices were falling and demand was coming off a cliff. But the environment has changed quite dramatically for you. Just give me a sense of how that environment has changed in terms of the demand for the iron ore that you produce.
I think we see it as a positive. I mean, we see a change to higher quality iron ores, where the steel mills are pushing for bigger blast furnaces. They are driving productivity over cost. So therefore, the demand for the higher quality iron ores, of which we are a player, given our high quality products. So that bodes well for us. Obviously, this is also driven by some of the measures that have been taken by the Chinese authority around cleaner air and their drive in terms of the pollution drive. What we've also seen as well is that coupled with obviously the rising in steel demand, which also has got to do with the investment growth, is that the seaborne supply is not as strong as it was going back 5 years ago. So obviously that also bodes well for higher prices.
And when it comes to quality versus quantity, I mean, places like Australia, for example, it's almost like it's swept off the desert floor. You've got to make an effort to dig it out, and you've got greater distances to cover to get it to market. You're not necessarily as profitable as some of the Australian mining producers are, but does quality then matter when it comes to fighting the volume game?
It does, because what it does then is that from a margin perspective, when you then build in the premium that you get, so the premium that we get for our iron ore content and the premium that we get for our size fraction, given that our product is two-thirds lump versus a quarter for our peers, that makes a difference. Having said that, though,
lump. I mean, this is big lumps of iron ore as opposed to more of a fine granular sort of iron ore, and that's preferred, is it?
I wouldn't call it big lumps. I mean, you're probably talking about, you know, a size fraction of about 25 millimeters.
Oh, okay.
In terms of lumps. So, it's not big lumps of ore, yes.
Okay, but the point is you've got more of this lumpy iron ore than your rivals do, and that puts you in big demand in China, but you're concerned about your dependency on China. 63% of your sales go to China. You'd like to see that reduced and have a more diversified client base?
No, I wouldn't say we're concerned about our dependency on China. I mean, China will continue for the foreseeable future to be a big part of our sales portfolio. What we are saying, though, is that we are encouraged by the work that we've done in terms of growing our volumes in other geographies. And obviously, some of this, particularly in Europe, came about as a result of the Samanco incident, which took out about 30 million tons of a product, which obviously gave us the opportunity to grow our sales in Europe and also in the Middle East.
What are the opportunities for you to diversify away from iron ore, being iron ore dependent?
Look, I mean, we obviously, having talked about our strategy going forward, we are still in the main very much a pure iron ore play. What we have said, though, is that in addition to improving our margins and improving our life of mine through our projects around the low-grade conversion to high-grade, we would opportunistically look at any opportunities to step up from where we currently are. But this has to make sense. I mean, it's got to be value accretive, and it's got to be in line with our overall strategy.
When you look at the world of iron ore and you're looking at the steel mills around the world, I mean, South Africa at one time had a booming steel industry and it all went very, very quiet. I mean, how much are you selling in South Africa of the iron ore that you produce?
We are still selling about probably 3 million tons of the 45 million tons of products.
So about 8% of your sales then are in South Africa. And is that deal that you had with ArcelorMittal, it was cost plus arrangement, is that still on the cards? Is it still a productive relationship between ArcelorMittal and yourselves?
It is very much a productive relationship. Clearly, they have the opportunity to take more products. They've obviously had challenges in terms of their cost base, but as far as the relationship is concerned, it's a very productive one.
Themba Nkwanazi, the Kumba Iron Ore Chief Executive on The Money Show. Would you-